And a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. It's Kieran Aritatiot. And today, we're going to once again celebrate the world's biggest live event, a music competition. We got all the usual things, Rob's random requests, live and kicking, the best of the rest, and the latest Eurovision Showcase news, right here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Estonia.
2016.
National final song. And a remix as well. Laura. That is Supersonic from Laura. Oh, isn't she wonderful? Yeah, she represented the lovely country of Estonia at this year, at 2017 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Verona. Yes, it was such a great song. I sadly didn't qualify along with Koitume. but I'm heading off to Estonia myself, yes, around the Easter holiday time. Always a good place. And I love Estonia. I've been there in 2010. And I think it was a couple of years before they introduced the euro over there. So it was the Estonian... Do you know what the Estonian currency was before they came into the eurozone? Yes, it was the kroon. Oh, I went to Estonia with a big group of friends of mine who are managers in various different transport companies. And most of the congregation were all Scottish. So I came back with a bit of a Scottish accent with the song basically an accent for the word kroon. Yes, it was kroon. Kroon, yes. Anyway, I digress. Now we're going to a request. Yes, you got a new request. And here is James Brett. James, hello. James listens to us every week. And he's down in Worthing in West Sussex. Beautiful. Love Worthing. It's just as nice as Brighton. I was about to say Bristol. That's not right. But he's requested this lovely song. And James, it's always lovely to hear from you, a young man. So we're going to go across La Manche, the English Channel. Yes, we're going over to...
Belgium.
Yeah, lovely little Belgium. And we're going to their year of participation.
1992.
Indeed. Now we're going to hear from the lovely Morgan with the song Nous on veut des villains. Okay, now that means, I don't know what it means. Oh yes, we want violins. Yes, we want violins. Yes, and I'm not going to argue with her. No. Now, she ended up coming 20th with 11 points there at the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest, which isn't that great, obviously, which is a real shame. She came fourth last. So the points that Belgium managed to get, well, it was three from Spain, four from Turkey, three from France, and one from Luxembourg. Nothing from the Netherlands. That's a bit rude, isn't it? Anyway, the Dutch didn't give Belgium many points when it was the French version of a Belgian entry rather than the Flemish. So, let's move on and hear your awesome request here. James Brett down in Worthing, West Sussex. Here is Morgan with Nous on veut des villains. Yeah, I hope I pronounced that correctly. I'd be shocked and appalled if I didn't. I would be, you know. Merci beaucoup, James. Bonne soirée.
Ensuite, en pantalon, drôle de génération. On cache nos émotions sous la peau d'un blouson. Oui, mais sous l'apparence, mais derrière l'insouciance. On dit rien de nos blessures, ma génération assure. En rap et en funky, génération Gorby. On cache nos frissons sous des tonnes de béton. Mais cette ère d'insouciance n'est rien qu'une apparence. Au pays sans frontières, ma génération espère. Nous on veut des violons et des statues de pierre. Mille ans de tradition, des sentiments dans l'air. Nous on veut des violons. Et des déclarations ne plus toucher terre. Nous on veut des violons. Nous on n'a pas d'histoire, pas de passé, pas de mémoire. Mon cœur bat la chamade sous mon rire de parade. J'affiche l'indifférence, c'est rien qu'une apparence. Sous ces masques de couleurs, ma génération a peur. Nous on veut des violons et des statues de pierre. Mille ans de tradition, des sentiments dans l'air. Nous on veut des violons. chanson et puis de nuit d'ivresse, noir de violence.
Buonasera, quando arriverai, ti toglierai l'inverno e lo appenderai, avrai due braccia grandi come una foresta, e la quiete dopo la tempesta. Per Lucia ritrovare il foglio più bianco e poi cominciare, io vorrei. Per esempio, legarle i capelli con un filo di vento. Per Lucia ci sarà la luna più piena, ma non basterà. Io vorrei, continuando, un mare di grano per cullarlo ogni tanto. Notte quando spegnerai, indosserai le stelle e sognerai, avrai un mare calmo dove navigare, in silenzio quando vuoi parlare. Per Lucia delicata sarò la sua ombra disegnata per strada, io vorrei. Per esempio, aprirle le porte che chiudono il mondo. Con Lucia basta poco, ti riempirà sola il giorno più vuoto. Io vorrei così tanto ridarle il sorriso sul viso un po' stanco. Oltre il muro che cosa c'è? Trattieni il fiato e poi salta verso me. I colpi di fucile sono ormai lontani. Apriremo il cielo con le mani. Per Lucia, lunga vita e acqua di fiume per ogni ferita. Io vorrei luci accese, la festa più grande per tutto il paese. Per Lucia spaventata, che questa mia penna diventi una spada. Con Lucia al mio fianco, che la storia continui nella pagina accanto.
Wasn't that lovely? I love a bit of that. It's Italy, 1983. Riccardo Fogli with Per Lucia. Yeah, Per Lucia. And it's... I don't know what about that song, but it just reminds me of a sleepy Italian... a sleepy Italian village in the hills, drinking wine, you know, a nice glass of fruity red. And the great thing about red wine in Italy, sorry about the alcohol issues here, but at least when it comes to red wine in Italy, it's not heavy, you know, like a Bordeaux or, you know, something like that. That's generally quite a heavy type of red wine, where in Italy, it's so light. It's really lovely. I thought. Anyway, that came in 11th place with, 41 points at the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest in Munich, in then West Germany. Italy, the highest point was 8 from Yugoslavia, and they got 7 from Portugal and France, respectively. Right, now let's move on to a brand new single. Yes, we're going over to Iceland and Svala. Yes, Svala represented Iceland at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest and with Songs for Kepnin 2022 entrant Hafi Huff. Yes, and they've got a brand new single called I Wanna Dance. And Svala delivers the chorus of the song with Hafi Huff making an appearance for the first and second verses. And lyrically, the pair encourage us to get up and find freedom to move. I wanna dance with you, baby. I wanna dance with you now. I wanna dance and caress your body. And baby, let me show you how. Yes, so it's one of those. So, I know that you can't ride it, could you? So, we're going to head over to my favourite country, Eurovision.
Iceland.
Yes, and they're representative of
2017.
And national final entrance.
2022.
I Want to Dance from Svala and Hafi Huff.
Oh, yeah. I'll dance with you, baby.
Raise your hands. Have you ever wanted to be set free? Have you ever wanted to say the show's over? You can give it up or just follow me. Let's go now. Move those hips. Clap your hands. Time to be wild. Now's your chance to take the stage. Lift your crown and address your crowd.
I wanna dance with you, baby. I wanna dance with you.
2009.
S'il fallait le faire, j'arrêterais la terre. J'éteindrais la lumière, que tu restes endormi. S'il fallait pour te plaire, t'écouter chaque nuit. Quand tu parles d'amour, j'en parlerai aussi. Tu regardes encore dans le fond de mes yeux, que tu y vois encore le plus grand des grands feux, et que ta main se colle sur ma peau où elle veut. Un jour, si tu t'envoles, je suivrai si je peux. S'il fallait le faire, je repousserais l'hiver à grands coups de printemps et de longs matins clairs. S'il fallait pour te plaire, j'arrêterais le temps, que tous tes mots d'hier restent en moi maintenant. Je regarde encore dans le bleu de tes yeux, que tes deux mains encore se perdent dans mes cheveux. Je ferai tout plus grand, et si c'est trop peu, j'aurai tort tout le temps, si c'est ça que tu veux. S'il fallait le faire.
France in 2009, right here on the Eurovision Showcase. That was Patricia Cass, the French superstar that she is. It was such an incredible performance there from France this year. And it was such a great performance. And France performed third on the night, bless them. Eighth with 107 points. S'il fallait le faire. Excuse me. So that means in English, and if you had to do it, yes, and if you had to do it, it's such a beautiful language, isn't it, French?
Et s'il fallait le faire.
Yeah, can't argue with that, can you? Right, it's now time to swiftly move on. We're going to have Rob's random request a little bit later on, as I'm just going to break the fourth wall now. We are recording this on Thursday, okay? Just be aware, it's Thursday the 6th of October. The reason for that is because I'm going to be, right at this moment in time, driving back from Cardiff. Yes, I'm driving back from Cardiff after the OGAE UK Eurobash. And so it's that one time of the year where Eurovision fans come together right across the country of the United Kingdom. And we celebrate Eurovision Song Contest. And we've got special guests of Katrina Leskanich from Katrina the Waves and Chiara from Malta as well. They're all going to be there, which is wonderful, the pair of them. And yes, so apparently on Friday, hopefully this comes alive, that on the one show on Friday, there was an announcement of who was going to be in which city, Liverpool or Glasgow, is going to be hosting the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. So if you want to find out about that, then please do head over to our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase, and our Twitter page at ESC Showcase. So just to give you that information, I'll reiterate that later on towards the end of the show. But anyway, without further ado,
the best of the rest.
Yes, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where I can get to play a song for you which was from a national final. Yes. And there's quite a few of them, of course, as you can imagine. And I'm just thinking, ooh, what can I play for you? It's like that sometimes. Because I just can't make my mind up. However, I think I have found that particular song. Oh, yes, I have. The best of the rest. Right, so we've got Ida Una from Denmark. Yes, in the national final of 2017. I'm going to play you the song One. It's a lovely, sort of like cheery peace song in a way. But I always loved it and I thought it was better than the actual Danish entry. Controversial, I know. I don't know with one.
How many tears, how many fights, how many wars are gonna make it alright? When do we see, when do we learn that fighting means someone is bound to get hurt? For all hope is gone, a new day will come if we stand together. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can use our voices and save the world from violence. We gotta learn to love again and live as one. One. And sing as one. We gotta learn to love again. Where is the love? Where is the trust? Where is the promise to never give up? Why don't we care about the air that we breathe when it's the future for both you and me? Though all hope is gone, a new day will come if we stand together. Yeah, we can break.
Wasn't that lovely? There we are. That's Ida Una with One here on the Eurovision Showcase as part of this week's
The Best of the Rest.
Yeah, Yes, indeed. Yes, the best of the rest right here on the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Ari Tatiot. Right, now we're going to go head over to the previous year that we have just heard. So that was for 2017. Now it's time for
2016.
And the song that came second in this national final.
Poland.
Yes, Poland's national final. And remember how popular that national final was. My goodness me. Yes, it's Cool Me Down from Margaret. So yes, do you remember her? A little while ago, of course. Enjoy.
Ready, aiming, fire, girl, nothing can cool me down. Wine on Venus, hot like the sun, whoa, nothing can cool me down. Got my stilettos on fleek, nothing can cool me down. See the shadows dancing on me, oh, nothing can cool me down. And before the night is over,
to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Ari Tatiot.
Right, in Ireland, the folkal metal band Cruachan have confirmed a bid to represent Ireland at the Eurovision Song Contest 2023. Yeah. And hoping that they'll get a slot at the Late Late Show's Euro Song Competition. Yes. A Liverpool football club's boss, Jurgen Klopp, has endorsed the city's Eurovision host and said, if you want a party, well, we can do it. But if you want to find out who is going to be, or what city, Liverpool or Glasgow, are hosting Eurovision, well, you'll have to go to eurovoir.com. Yes, indeed, they'll tell you all there, and I'm sure it'll be all over the news, to be fair. As I said, I'm recording this on Thursday, yes. Yes, Dancing with the Stars in Poland, Jamala has been eliminated in the sixth place, and she's come in sixth place following Essential Rumba, apparently, on Poland's Dancing with the Stars, Strictly Come Dancing, thingy wingy. Rosalyn will open for Ed Sheeran on his North American tour. And also, Rosalyn has released an Italian version of her song for Armenia 2022 called... it was still called Snap. there are rumours in Italy that Taziano Ferro will compete in Sanremo 2023. Yes, also Marco Mengoni has been rumoured. Would you believe it? Yes. And currently in the early odds for Eurovision 2023, Ukraine are the early favourites alongside the United Kingdom. Yes, it's true.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Yes, and they'll tell you who is hosting Eurovision 2023, as in the city, not the hosts, just yet. But it's not going to be Graham Norton.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features, including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
I'm representing Switzerland with my song Boys Do Cry.
And oh, 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 boys do cry.
Yo, what's up, guys? I'm Lumix.
And I'm Pia Maria.
And you're listening to our entry at the Eurovision Song Contest 2022 Halo.
Austria.
Hello, everybody. This is Zdup Shezdup and Advachov Brothers from Moldova. This is our song, Trenulețu. It means the train. Enjoy, everybody.
Hey, ho, let's go. Folklore, rock and roll. Turn the train, be our guest. Chișinău, Bucharest. Hey, ho, let's go. Folklore, rock and roll. Turn the train, be our guest. Chișinău, Bucharest.
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event and singing competition all year round. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Aritutiet.
You know that Irish folk band I was telling you about? Hoping to represent Ireland at Eurovision, here is Crucan with a song, the marching song.
Lift me, hero, your face, Bruno, we're the oldest race, the Black Fitzwilliam stormed your place, drove you to their fern. Grace said victory was sure, and soon the firebrand he'd secure, until he met a Glenmalure with Fiat MacEwaborn. Course that's where Lord Kildare, fate will do what fate will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, fallen is your star low. Up with halberd and with sword, on we go for Roy the Lord.
Yes, this is the marching song of MacEwaborn.
See the swords of Glenmalure, the flash and lower the English bells, see all the children of the Gael, hear the words, banners, rooster of a fighting stock. Would you let a Saxon conqueror upon an Irish dog, fly a MacEwaborn of banners? Curse the flag, Lord Kildare, feet will do what feet will dare.
please let them represent Ireland. This is a wonderful. And the great thing about it is just something different, isn't it? And this is something that will stand out. And it's in a competitive environment. And I think that's, well, to be successful at the Eurovision Song Contest, you've got to stand out and you've got to be different. And I think that, in particular, is going to do really well if it was, if that band was going to go on to Ireland. And I think that type of song would be perfect. Don't you think? I think so. Oh, now we're going to go for a big classic before we have Rob's random request this week. So I thought, why not? Let's head over to
Germany.
Yeah, Germany, Alemania. And the entry in
1975.
Yes, they came 16th with this. It wasn't the greatest result for the poor Joy Fleming, but my goodness me, she ended up having a huge hit with this. Ein Lied kann ein Brücke sein from Joy Fleming. Under the Bridge of Love. Oh, such a funky tune, loved by many a Eurovision fan. And if you haven't seen the performance of this, you must go to YouTube and check it out. It's fantastic. Absolutely.
Schau auf dein Leben, was hat es gegeben? Jahre, die drehen sich nur im Kreis. Du möchtest dich enden, doch niemand zerbricht das Eis. Dann sprichst du mit Leuten, die dir nichts bedeuten. Schau, ihnen geht es so wie dir. Dabei gibt es noch Wege, die führen genau zu mir.
Fleming. Germany 1975. In Nied kann ein de Brücke sein. That is the beautiful Joy Fleming. Yes, and Germany 1975, right here on the Eurovision Showcase. Right, it's now time for another request before we have Rob's random request, indeed. So we have Mick Ward. Hello, Mick. And yes, I got to meet Mick on Saturday and perform the Eurovision Eurobash in Cardiff. He's a fellow big Eurovision fan, of course. Hi, Mick. Hope you're well. And I hope you had a lovely time this weekend. Now, it's time. He would like us to play a song from the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, and one of the winners as well. And my goodness me, this was a big hit all across Europe, pretty much. And it was really quite something special at the time. I mean, my goodness me, the contest was staged in Lillehammer in Norway at the time. And it was just a pretty striking song. And performance, yes. So we're going to hear from Maria Isabel, yes. And she represented this beautiful country, which is called... Oh, where is it? Oh, here it is.
Spain.
There you go. And in the year of...
2004.
Yes, Mick Ward, your request is Maria Isabel with Ante Morte Que... Senilia, I think that's how I pronounced it. Sorry if I murdered it. Muchas gracias, España.
El pinta el avión, toque de rime, moldeador como un artista de cine. Peluquería, crema hidratante, y maquillaje, qué belleza al instante. Abre la puerta que nos vamos pa' la calle, que a quién le importa lo que digan por ahí. Antes muerde que sencilla, ay que sencilla, ay que sencilla.
That's Spain's Junior Eurovision winner of 2004, Ante Muerte Que La Silla, from Maria Isabel. It's now time for... Rob, Live and Kicking. I don't know where Rob has gone. Sort of disappeared. So we're going to do Live and Kicking now. And why not? Yes, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from Eurovision itself, yes. And this week, I've decided that we're going to go to a year which is going to be
1995.
Oh, yes. And the 1995 entry of Iceland.
Vox.
Yes, Iceland are represented in 1995 by Bo Haldorsson. Yes, and the song called Nuna. And this is Svala's father, did you know? Yes. So from the Point Theatre in Dublin, here is the wonderful
Iceland.
1995, Bo Haldorsson with the song Nuna. And I'm going to go and try and find Rob.
Nuna, ef þú vilt með nóttin elska þig af líf og sál. Nuna, ef þú vilt vera mörum þér sín lengar mál. Snerta augur þín svo djúp og blá. Núna ef þú vil, njótum þess að elsku frá. Og ég veit allt tekur enda, fellur regn á grænan skó. Og á meðan þú ert hjá mér, mun ég elska með þér nóg. Þessi nóttur fyrir okkur, þessi kossur handa þér. Hann ljóm í gegn tárin, þegar loks að horfn ég fer. Núna ef þú vilt um nóttin, elskar þig að líf og sá. Núna ef þú vilt um vera mörum þér. Snerta augu þín svo djúp og blá. Núna ef þú vil,
njótum þess að elska og þrá.
Að elsku þrá. Núna ef þú vilt, njótum þess að elsku þrá.
You love my Icelandic, don't you, Rob?
Oh, I thought that was Spanish.
No, we had Spanish before that.
Oh, did we? Sorry.
Yes. Right.
I thought the Spanish was the Icelandic. You see, I get them mixed up. They're very similar languages.
No, they're not. Far from it. Anyway, what's it time for, darling?
Is it time for Rob's random request?
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's random request.
Yes, it is.
So I have a pouch full of countries and a pouch full of years, and I try and find the one that mixes and matches and gets a song. So I'm going to do it quickly because Kieran's looking at me with his eyes. So, right, okay, I have picked out...
Oh, my else?
Oh, look, I picked out United Kingdom. That's quite helpful because that's going to mean there's not going to be too many years we haven't been in it. So let's pick out a year before Kieran looks at me with his nose. Right, okay.
What?
Okay. I'm going to just, sorry. 1970.
All right. So, Roberto, we've got, yes, the 1970 contest. Now, that was in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands.
Yeah, lots of drug taking.
Well, I shouldn't think so. Rob, you can't say things like that.
Sorry.
Jeez. Anyways, this is our final song of the week, Rob. And it's going to be from second place the UK got, The first place was Dana with All Kinds of Everything. It reminds me of you.
Dana,
yes. Not the name of Israel's new airport, Dana International.
Dana. Girls.
It's Dana, yes, who tried She's to be our Irish president many times.
She did. She's also a girl.
She is a girl. She's a lovely girl.
But she won't stay lovely forever.
No.
Sorry, that's a Father Ted reference. No. I insult her.
Yeah, talk about insulting. Right, I'm going to play the song before we get in trouble. Actually, no, I don't want All Kinds of Everything. I want the UK entry.
Enjoy it, guys.
No, we're going to do Mary Hopkin. Knock, knock, who's there?
Knock, knock.
A song which she didn't really like, to be fair. So, oh well.
She was more into her indie rock, wasn't she?
See you later, everyone.
Have you missed any previous shows? Do you want to find out more about the show? Never fear, Kieran is here. Head to our website, escshowcase.com.
Merci, au revoir, 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 au revoir,